President Obama told a crowd of about 3,000 students and supporters at Central Connecticut State University that he was in Connecticut because New England's Democratic governors have already raised their state minimum wages above the federal level.
They're not stopping there. These four governors are here in support of raising America's minimum wage, the federal minimum wage, to $10.10 an hour.
The president wants Congress to increase the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10.10 an hour, but he faces opposition on Capitol Hill. Obama said Americans should call their members of Congress and urge them to support the increase because nobody who works full-time should have to raise a family in poverty. Doug Wade, the owner of a third-generation family-run dairy business in Bridgeport, agreed with the president.
I worked for the minimum wage in 1970. All right, I made $1.60 an hour. That minimum wage today should be over $10 an hour just to have the same buying power.
Wade was acknowledged by Obama as a lifelong Republican businessman who's in support of raising the wage. Wade says he was a registered Republican for 39 years, but switched to independent after Republicans in Congress forced the shutdown of the federal government last year. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.